One of the greatest blessings in my life is that my parents were card-carrying members of the Greatest Generation. Growing up in the Great Depression, my father started out as a truck driver, delivering furniture to the coal company stores of southern West Virginia. The company stores of which Tennessee Ernie Ford sang years ago were real. They were very real. My mother would often tell me stories as a boy about those journeys my father would take into the coal fields, and especially about the most arduous journey of them all, the trip to the Island Creek Coal Company store, which began before dawn and ended after dark, even in the long days of summer. These stories were told not to preach, but to teach. My mother wanted me to know what a life of character and the perseverance of effort looked like. Lessons learned at what my parents called the University of Hard Knocks, the only university they ever attended. When I was a young lawyer in my first year of my solo practice, I never left the office early, even if I had nothing much to do. I was too afraid to leave, quite frankly, and besides, the memory of my mother's stories would have just made me feel guilty. So I alternated between sifting through the few files I had and looking out the window, and it never took me very long to get to the looking out the window part. One hot Friday afternoon around 3:30 in late July, I received a call from a prospective new client. She had a serious legal problem, and she needed a lawyer. She had called several other lawyers, 8, she said, but no one was in. I was the first one she found in the office. Her case was the first decent-sized case of my career. When it finally settled, I actually had a little money I did not have to put into my operating account. I had a rainy day fund at last. For the first time in 21 months, I could breathe just a little bit easier. Over the years, I have said facetiously I viewed the call I received as an endorsement of my lawyer skills. Of course, it was nothing of the kind. But it was an endorsement of an essential skill. Not a skill I learned at my law school, but a skill I learned in my own very imperfect way in the extension course I took at my parents' university, the curriculum of which was comprised largely of the stories I heard as a young boy about the journey into the coal fields on those long-ago dirt roads, all of which led to a place called grit. Patience and fortitude conquer all things, said Ralph Waldo Emerson. Anybody who grew up in the Great Depression could have written those words, and so, in time, could their children. Every person hearing this piece has a parent or grandparent with a story like this. It is likely not about a journey on a dirt road to a coal company store, but it is about a similar journey. Lean on that story. In this go-go world of the next new thing, it is the old worn values of our past that will see us through more than any other thing. The truly unique stories of the Greatest Generation and what they can teach us are a decided advantage to anyone who harnesses their power. What I've learned about life on the way to the courthouse is this. Perseverance, the sheer commitment to keep hanging on, is among the greatest personal qualities you can possess. Whether you persevere out of fear, as I did, or out of strength of character, press on. You just never know what might break your way. A lesson I learned on that long-ago hot Friday afternoon, on my own journey to a place called grit.